Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At 4:30 on Grant and Danny, we'll give away a pair of tickets to see Tom Papa at Warner Theater. Right now, caller 10 at 800-636-1067. You're winning a family four-pack of tickets to Old Glory DC Rugby. Old Glory DC Rugby is back this Saturday, March 16th, 4 p.m. They take on the Chicago Hounds at their new home, the Maryland Soccerplex. Get your tickets today. As we welcome you back on G&D, reminder to kick off your future with the law firm of Condori and Murad, the official Grant and Danny show sponsor. They will help protect your assets, update your will, and your trust. Schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys. Visit kmlawyers.com and mention the show to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. The Commanders have a new long snapper, ladies and gentlemen. And I got better news for you. They didn't trade up to get him in the draft. Just the way Dad used to do it, you sign your long snapper off the scrap heap. Tyler Ott is the gentleman's name. I won't pretend to know a whole lot about Tyler Ott, but I did look him up on Pro Football Reference.
I know that he's a long snapper.
Long snapper for Larry Izzo, the special teams coach now in Washington and Seattle for years. The Commanders love signing players that their assistants have coached previously. Hopefully those guys are good. Tom Ott, I'm sure. Tyler Ott, 32, enters his ninth season, snapped for the Ravens last year. Early in his career, bounced around Giants, Bengals, then became a mainstay with Seattle for 5.5 seasons. And again, notable and very important, he was not acquired after a trade-up in the draft to lure him to D.C. That's what you need to know.
That is your big takeaway. And just as a fun little bit of trivia, the guy that went one pick directly after Cameron Cheeseman went, the man who we're not naming there, standout guard for the Kansas City Chiefs and Super Bowl champion, Trey Smith, a three-year starter.
I like Cam Cheeseman. Good dude.
Seems like a nice guy.
Nice guy.
Really nice guy.
Just can't trade up for long snappers. Cam Cheeseman or no Cam Cheeseman. You can't do that.
Mm-mm.
Not if you want me to think you're good at your job.
Not up in here.
Let's get the blitz started. Tough one for the Caps last night. They leveled up. They'd beaten the Penguins and the Blackhawks a combined 10-1 Thursday and Saturday. And then they went and played the Jets out in Winnipeg last night, and they got shut out 3-0. Mike Vogel, washcaps.com. Vogues, I got a hot take today, and this is definitely recency effect. I think Winnipeg might win the Stanley Cup. That defense is awesome, and they added a couple of key pieces at the deadline. I think the Jets are the truth.
You know what, Grant? I was thinking the same thing when I was watching that game last night. There's going to be a lot of teams. There's probably four, maybe five teams out west that you could say that about. And definitely, you know, you watch them, they look really, they're really diverse. Like they've got, like you said, a great defense, a really deep forward group. You know, a couple of guys getting healthy, coming back to maybe the best goaltender right now in the NHL. But yeah, there's a lot to like about this team. And you can totally see them there at the end. It's going to be a tough look. As we know, when you get to that time of year, you need some breaks and you need some bounces, but you also need to be really good and really deep. And they've taken care of the things that they can take care of, adding Tyler Toffoli and Colin Miller. They're going to be a hard out for somebody. And, you know, watching that game, going into that game, I should say, I kind of expected things to go the way they did last night, because the two nights before in Vancouver, they laid an egg against the Canucks, similar to what the Caps had done against Arizona about a week earlier. And you know, just an uncharacteristic game where every guy was out of sync. Every guy didn't play well. And you just got to make that a one-off. And to their credit, they did. And now the Caps are going to be in that position tomorrow. They got to make sure that what happened last night in Winnipeg doesn't fester into tomorrow night's game against the Jets. And that was the focus of practice this morning.
Vogues, I had a little bit of delusion of grandeur, I would say. 7 out of 10 coming into that game for the Capitals. I kind of thought maybe this is like, you know, the plot of Moneyball here, where they traded away Jeremy Giambi and a couple other guys and a group of kids and some old veterans, or doing a little bit of Major League, taking pictures off or pieces of clothing off of Rachel Phelps. That was a little bit of crash back down to earth against, admittedly, a really good opponent. But it doesn't get much easier for the Caps.
No, it doesn't, Danny. And it's a gauntlet, this trip. And, you know, the schedule comes out in June, and you're looking at this and you're saying, wow, 5 games in 8 nights against these teams out west with this travel and crossing the border 4 different times, it's going to be a slog any way you slice it. And they just got to find a way, because they need these points. And honestly, you're looking at it now, you got 19 games left. You can carve it up any way, but, you know, we talk over the course of this season. I feel like every time you guys have had me on, we talked about the importance of stacking up wins. I think at this point, it's more about just avoiding going too long without pulling points or without winning games. So you can't really afford to lose more than 6 or 7 games here the rest of the way if you want to keep your head above water in the playoff chase. So it's about getting back on the horse, and it's about getting back on track. It's about getting the forecheck working. All the little things that just sort of vanished last night. They didn't look connected. They weren't playing as a five-man unit. They weren't reading off each other. They weren't crisp. And Winnipeg absolutely exploited every bit of that. And Edmonton has the exact same capabilities that the Jets, or I should say, yeah, Edmonton has the exact same capabilities that the Jets have. So they're in for another tough one tomorrow night. And, you know, Connor McDavid's on record as saying that he thinks their season, Edmonton's season, turned around back on Black Friday in Washington, when they put a 5-0 thumping on their 5-1, whatever it was, pretty sound thumping on the Caps at Capital One Arena. So, you know, the Oilers have had some struggles of late. They obviously had that real big lift that they got when they made the coaching change early in the season. But they're another one of those teams that you could absolutely say, you know, they could be in the cup final. I think you could say that about Vegas, Vancouver, Colorado. There's a lot of them out west. There's more strong teams out west right now than there are in the east.
That Black Friday game was 5-0. Edmonton went in 5-12-1. Caps were, I think, 10-4-2. And then Connor McDavid happened with 4 assists. Hey, Vokes, thank you. We appreciate you, buddy.
My pleasure, boys. Take care.
Good talking to you. Let's get to the hoops and break the whiz down with the voice of Wizards basketball, Dave Johnson, who you can hear over on 106.7 The Fan HD2. Dave, always appreciate having you on the Blitz, buddy. How are you?
You know, I'm doing well, and I'm going to tweet this out at Dave J Sports, and of course tag 106.7, because you and I, we've been, Grant and Danny, we've been doing this for a few years, but this is the first hit with me where I was in the middle of shaving because of, we're in Memphis, and it's 3:10 here, but obviously it's 4:10 where you are, so it caught me off guard. But the show goes on, so this will be the first shaving cream accompanied breakdown of
wow.
The Wizards.
Love that. Wow. I thought you were going to say it was the first time we've ever talked to you when they have a chance to win 3 in a row, because I think it might also be that.
Well, maybe I should do shaving cream more often. But listen, and I think that's significant. And I think, you know, I know sometimes people think, all right, he's Pollyanna. He's, what is he drinking? He's talking positive about a Wizards team that, you know, 10, 9, 11, now it's 11 wins. But I talk from experience because I've been doing this almost 30 years, and I have been with teams that have not been successful. I've been with a 19-win team, and I've been around teams which it's not that enjoyable to be around, not because they're bad people, because it's just they're not having a good experience. This team really has been a joy to be around because every night you've got a collection of guys that really want to be there, and they really want to show, all right, I can get better, and they are. Why the Miami Heat proves that, the winner of the Miami Heat proves that thesis, is there's no way, and you know this psychology, that a team wants to lose to the Wizards at home, period. So the Miami Heat had a two-game losing streak. The Miami Heat is battling for a playoff position. They do not want to lose to the Wizards. And where there was real growth in the game on Sunday, the Wizards, despite some stumbles down the stretch, still were able to escape Miami with a win. But sprinkled through that game, you know, is Patrick Baldwin, a guy we don't talk about, but he's trying to make a name for himself in the NBA, and he takes a charge on a guy named Jimmy Butler, who makes his living at the free throw line. That was in the second quarter. So my point is, these are the little microscopic things that are happening with this team that's not going to be sexy, but that has to be a part of the development. And if we're ever going to get to the future that this team wants to get to.
Dave, I thought Kispert was great. I don't know if it's his best game of the year. He's had a couple that would probably stack up against it, but was efficient. He was active. I just, the consistency is kind of all that's missing there for putting up these kinds of efforts. I know he may not always get, you know, the shot attempts and a chance to create as he did in near 40 minutes of basketball time on court, but I thought he was really good.
Yeah, no, and listen, and of course, he had, because of that lineup they had to go with, it's significant. They were able to beat Miami, compete on the boards, missing two centers, both their centers, Marvin Bagley and Rashawn Holmes. I got to admit, fellas, going to the game Sunday in Miami, I'm not thinking, all right, this is the one where they make it two in a row. Instead, they did. Corey Kispert's showing, no question about it, he is an NBA player. Where he does need to get better on is defensively, and he knows that, and that's his big challenge. But in terms of basketball IQ, in terms of he's not just a catch-and-shoot three-pointer. He can do so many things. And because of that basketball IQ, we said this in his rookie season. He can bail out possessions where it suddenly the shot clock's winding down and you need somebody to make the right cut at the right moment. And he does, and he scores. So, he's one of the storylines we're saying, you know, the Wizards got it right with this draft pick.
Dave, great catching up with you. Finish shaving and be careful. We don't want any cuts.
No. I will tweet out the picture because how stupid am I? Memphis is on Central Time and I'm thinking, let me shave because I always shave before a radio appearance on the team what's your station called again? The Fan, the Team 980, the whole Odyssey family. I always like to be well coiffed and you caught me middle shaving. But let's go for three in a row. And I'll keep shaving.
We love you,
Dave.
Thank
you, buddy.
Good man. Go call a third win in a row, all right?
Thank you.
Appreciate you. I believe he meant 106.7 The Fan HD2, Danny. Didn't he?
I think that's what he was referring to, yes.
By the way, Chris Russell's looming out there. He's just seething. He's peering in. He's got a big smirk.
He hates it.
He hates the bit. He really isn't in.
And FYI, it's an all-time bit.
It's not terrible. Let's keep the blitz moving. Earl Forsey, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see if you hear the glass, it'll mean your ass. Earl, 11 free agent signings for the Commanders now, including a long snapper they didn't trade up to get.
You know what they're doing in Danny Ruhier terms?
Clean up the latrine or whatever it is.
That's what they're doing.
That's what
clean
they're doing.
Clean things up. It's been a big mess.
Clean up the latrine or whatever it is.
10 players is great, and 11 with Zach Ertz. Look, I put out guys or today on Twitter, on X, whatever you want to say. Here's what I said. The fact that the Commander's new brain trust has to be so active in signing solid NFL-caliber players to build the roster speaks volumes about the Rivera regime's football incompetence. I'm guessing no one will be asking Ron about that during his TV tryouts.
Danny, basically a fifth of the more than a fifth
already,
of the roster just signed in turnover. What does that say for their roster construction?
It says, Grant, it says they bought the house and they're just tearing it down to the foundation. There's nothing usable there, basically, except for Terry McLaurin and two tackles. You know, that's about it. And Sam Cosmi. You know, I mean, it's crazy. It's needed. I mean, look at you've talked about all the guys they signed. These are solid players. These are not, you know, this is not trading for Christian McCaffrey. It's not getting the one missing piece in free agency that's going to push over the top. They need competent NFL starting caliber football players. I think for the most part, they've done that. The Tyler Ott signing a few minutes ago, that's kind of curious. I thought maybe, like Ron said last week, they might use a second pick overall on getting a log. It's position of need, okay? You know, you get the guy you want, okay? No, but this is all just – it's an indictment on the last 4 years, certainly the last 30, but just, you know, finally adults are running the room, guys. It's great to see. And I think here's another thing. You had the guest from Carolina talking about Frankie LeVue, who said – the Panthers made a push, at least he thinks, what people were telling him, to keep him, but LeVue wanted to be here. When's the last free agent? Usually these guys are hoping someone else gives them an offer, and they'll take the Washington offer because it's money. But now guys are coming here, and it's players that are good football players. I mean, solid NFL-caliber players, which this team desperately needs.
Who's your favorite signing so far?
We lose Earl?
The question's too profound.
Wow. No,
when it hits that hard.
I hit the wrong button. Sorry, hit the wrong button. It's Frankie LeVue to me. Again, we'll go back to him because I just think he checks a lot of boxes. You need a linebacker. He's a player with a high motor. He's earned his way into a lot of playing time in Carolina. It's not fantasy football, but if you play fantasy football, you know the tackle numbers are there for a guy like that. What you need. I mean, you need guys that can run around and make tackles, and he does. He's all over the field, and they'll find a way. Dan Quinn will find a way, and this is maybe one of the reasons your guest said why he ended up here. There's faith in this coaching staff to find ways to use these players, and LeVue wants to be a playmaker, and he thinks he can do it here. Let's hope he's right.
Earl, great info. We appreciate you. You better stay close to the microphone and the desk the way Adam Peters is cooking these last few days.
Yeah, I mean, things are ramping up. They didn't even have any sleep last night. Things were going late. It's great. I love it.
I think he went and got a steak dinner for a couple hours, had a little respite, got right back after with like four signings between like 9 p.m. and midnight last night. There's Earl. 4C's keeping you up to speed, everything going on all day long. Here on Grant and Danny. By the way, I just saw this. Five teams have not signed a single free agent yet. Dallas.
Oh, man.
The Saints, the Seahawks, the Colts, and the Bucks are the five teams. Now, Washington signed 11, by the way. Those five teams have signed zero. Very 2022 and 2023 commanders of those clubs, huh?
Just waiting. And waiting.
Sitting around. I get if you don't have money, is hard. You can make a move, man. How urgent? How aggressive? What do you want to be? What do you want to do? You're getting better or you're staying the same? If you're staying the same, you're going backwards.
Worse.
You're either getting better or you're not. I know Washington hadn't signed an all-pro. I know they haven't brought in four Pro Bowlers. Several of these guys on one-year deals will be gone in a year. But they are adding NFL talent. And what a point Earl made, by the way. Love that point by him. What an indictment on the last few years, last 24 hours have been.
Truly. The point is your rank and file weren't good enough. Not only do you not have stars up at the top, there are very few Pro Bowlers, very few frontline players, very few stars. We know some of their names, our best players. Doesn't mean they'd be the best players at a lot of other places. But your regular starters, your rank and file, I don't have another way to put that, guys that are playing for you, most of them wouldn't play other places. It is a jarring contrast.
Joe Reedy covers the Chargers for the AP out in L.A. Going to stop by next. Got a lot of questions about how much Austin Eckler has left in the tank. One of the biggest names added by the Commanders over the last 24 hours. Really, we're now at hour 28 of free agency. G&D on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You'd like to catch some touchdown passes from Justin Herbert. On the draw, Eckler with a lot of space. Sprinting for the pylon, and he's in for his second touchdown of the day. This one from 20 yards out.
G&D on the Fan. A Dameron Clary production. Welcome back. For two seasons, Austin Eckler was the bee's knees. 20-18 touchdowns, leading the NFL in consecutive years in 21 and 22. And then last year happened. And the question is, how much tread does he have left on the tires? 628 rushing yards, yards per carry from 4.5 to 3.5. Pretty massive fall off. You've all seen the videos, I'm sure, of him just getting caught while completely running out of gas by anyone.
Relatable to me, yeah.
Tracking him from behind. But some of the metrics as a receiver, including, you know, yards after the catch, over expected, still very, very good. So we wanted to get more information on the new Commanders running back. Joe Reedy, Chargers beat, Associated Press out west in L.A., joins us now. Joe, it's great to have you back on the show on G&D. It's been a long time. How are you?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good, buddy.
Well, so let's just start with the big question. Was last year kind of an injury-riddled disaster for Austin Eckler, or the beginning of the end as a guy that's about to be 29 who doesn't have a lot left?
Big injury-riddled disaster for the entire Chargers. You look at the offensive line, they lost center Corey Linsley. Zion Johnson took a step back, and it was a different offense, too, with Kellen Moore coming in. The running game is really since, you know, 2020, when Melvin Gordon left, has kind of struggled a little bit. I mean, Austin yards per carry were good for 2-3 seasons, but they didn't really go to the run game enough, and where he really excelled was catching the ball out of the backfield. That's where he made most of his yards and scrimmage and touchdowns and everything. He had a good week one running the ball against Miami, and then like everything else, it kind of completely went by the wayside. I think he still does have tread on the tires. I think he's, you know, he does have an excellent burst of speed, but as far as a number one running back, I think the jury's still out. I think if you can keep the touches in the 18 to 22 range, combined carries and receptions, and have that second running back, that'll help out a great deal. And I think the Commanders need to find that second running back, you know, with the Brian Robinson and Chris Rodriguez also looks like they're still on the roster, kind of finding, you know, that guy to help spread things around. It'll be interesting to see what the new regime does.
So it sounds like you think he's still a potential weapon, and as a pass catcher, he could still be pretty good.
Yeah, I think in that way, I think if you're looking for a three down back and somebody who's going to carry it, you know, 20 to 23 times a game, he's not it. He hasn't been that during his career here. And, you know, the 100-yard rushing games have been few and far between. And when he has had them, they've been because of 40, 50-yard carries. They haven't been the consistent, you know, that we've seen some from some backs, like the 23, 24 carries for 102, that it's a steady, you know, 4 to 8 or 9 yards per carry. That hasn't been him. That always hasn't been him. But, you know, if you're looking for a scrimmage running back, I think that, you know, catching a ball out of the backfield and getting the ball, you know, to him, and then it's some downhill runs instead of pitching left and right, because that's where most of his negative yards happen. He's just got to be a straight ahead north south guy, and I think that's the best running style that works for him.
In terms of him as a pass catcher, Joe, how much of last year was affected from Justin Herbert's injury and then subsequently not being in the lineup? Did he drop off a little bit in that regard?
I think the drop off was mainly because of the offense that Kellen Moore brought in. It wasn't the short passing game, and where Austin was mainly a, you know, getting in the screen, or if Justin needed him as the last option. It was more of the downfield and stressing the tight ends and running backs. I think most of the catches that he got in the past on the short and the screens went to the tight ends instead of him. So I think it'll be interesting to see with Kliff's offense how he brings them in and plays to his strengths.
What kind of guy is he? I've always really enjoyed seeing him in interviews. He's pretty vocal and active in like the fantasy community. I want to say he hosts his own like fantasy shows or podcasts. Tell us about Eckler, the guy.
Yeah, great. You know, great guy. Always up to telling his story. I mean, he was an undrafted guy that came out of nowhere, and, you know, seven years with the Chargers and on a third contract now. That, you know, we rarely see that in this game anymore. You know, good locker room quote. I think he won the Good Guy Award from us at the PFWA Chargers chapter a couple times. Always will be there and want to talk. And also, you know, isn't scared to answer the questions that media has about issues or things in particular.
Joe Reedy with us here on Grant and Andy covers the Chargers. In terms of what's next for him, because we've seen so many guys fall off a cliff to certain degrees. There's the occasional Adrian Peterson. There's the occasional superstar that kind of breaks through this barrier. How likely do you think Eckler is one of those guys too, right, that sort of defies the aging curve for running backs?
I think it's possible, mainly because he's been used mostly as a receiver in a, you know, that way, instead of the straight ahead and physical type running back. I think that has saved some tread on the tires, definitely, that can, you know, that should extend them for maybe 2 to 3 years. But, you know, as far as the yards per carry and everything, can he get a slight bump up with the right offense this year compared to last year? I think the jury's still out.
Joe Reedy covers the Chargers. Before we let you go, just checking in on L.A., obviously quite an offseason. Joe Ortiz comes over from Baltimore. Instead of working with John Harbaugh, he's working with head coach Jim Harbaugh. Greg Roman brought in as the coordinator. So an interesting pairing there for a team that hasn't been able to run the ball. They went really heavy with some run-minded guys as the coordinator and head coach with Justin Herbert. But what have they been up to? I believe they signed Gus Edwards, I saw, from the Ravens. What else have they done?
They signed a blocking tight end from Seattle yesterday, which that was a deficiency.
A Will Dissly, right?
Yeah, that's been a deficiency with this team for a couple years now, so it's trying to shore up that area. I mean, the Chargers under Brandon Staley had the second highest percentage of pass play to run plays. And Staley wanted to marry the pass game a little bit more with the run game last year, and it just didn't work out because after Austin Eckler, they did not have the backs. Josh Kelly, you know, okay running back. C.J. Spiller has been a disappointment, and Elijah Dotson is an undrafted guy, mainly a change of pace speed guy. So they haven't had the physical type running back that made this team successful in 2018 or 2017 with that Melvin Gordon, Austin Eckler combo. And I think you kind of need two backs in the NFL to make that system work. So they've done some tinkering as far as that. They've still got 24 hours though there to fix their cap situation. They're about $24-25 million over the cap right now. Got four guys, Mack, Bosa, Williams, and Allen, who have cap numbers over $30 million. So there's going to be some restructuring, or who knows, there's going to be some trades or releases or a combination of all three to get under the cap. But, you know, the one thing that the Chargers have not had since moving to L.A. in 2017 is a real buzz and aura about them by bringing in Jim Harbaugh to pair with a franchise quarterback like Justin Herbert. They've definitely got that buzz now.
Joe, this was great, man. Really appreciate the time.
No problem. Take care.
Joe Reedy covers the Chargers out in Los Angeles. I want to dive into Eckler with you guys next. The initial report came out while I was on the air without you yesterday, Danny, that they were one of the teams talking to the Chargers. And I got a little more pushback on Eckler via social and on the phones than I anticipated. So now that we know it's a two-year deal, it's not a ton of money. It's probably going to end up being sub $10 million when it's all said and done if he's here for 2 years. My guess is they could get out of it with a couple million dead. We haven't really seen all the terms yet, but you know, pay him $6-7 million over a year if they have to and move along. How do you guys feel about Eckler? What kind of role do you carve out if you're running the operation? How do you want to see him used? Do you think he's got any tread left on the tire? This was a superstar, you know, nationally.
Not long ago.
This is a guy who for two straight years led the NFL in touchdowns and two seasons ago caught 100 passes out of the backfield, which just doesn't happen. I mean, how do you feel about this addition? 800-636-1067 if you want to join us to discuss Austin Eckler next on Grant and Danny.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're looking for a scrimmage running back, I think that, you know, catching a ball out of the backfield and getting the ball, you know, to him, and then some downhill runs instead of pitching left and right, because that's where most of his negative yards happen. He's just got to be a straight ahead north south guy. And, I think that's the best running style that works for him.
Joe Reedy, who covers the Chargers in L.A. on Austin Eckler. Question for you at 800-636-1067. How do you feel about the Eckler addition? What kind of role do you expect the Commanders to carve out for him? G&D taking you up to just 6 this evening. We're done early. Normally 4.5 hours. We only got 4 for you today, because the Nationals play at 6 p.m. So it'll be good to hear Charlie and Dave from West Palm Beach, where the good guys have a game, I believe, against the Mets tonight in West Palm Beach. So you'll hear that right here on The Fan coming up in about an hour and 15 minutes. So, Danny, look, when this broke yesterday, my takeaway is exactly how I feel now. I wanted it to be for sub $5 million a year, and I think ultimately it will. You keep hearing it could be worth 11.6. Cool. If you hit some escalators, congrats to everybody involved.
Great, yeah.
But I think it's going to be $4-5 million a year kind of money for Eckler. And while I wouldn't get in the habit of doing that for 29-year-old running backs all the time, pass catcher, pass protector, young quarterback, safety valve, like, it's all the stuff that I would be prioritizing this offseason before I pick a QB2. And it's also stylistically what I'm looking for. I don't care. You know, Joe Reedy kept talking about running backs getting 22, 23 carries, and that's not really what Eckler is built to do. I don't do that. I don't care about that. I don't even know if that still exists in this era. What I care about is 7 catches for 67 yards. You know, I want J.D. McKissic back in some form. And Eckler is the best in the league at that, really, since 2018. 290 catch seasons, 370 catch seasons. And if you want to say, well, he's lost a step, he's not the same guy, probably. I think that's fair. But I would point out that he was number 3 in the NFL among running backs in yards over expected after the catch, yak, and getting more than was there last year. Only 2 guys did a better job than Austin Eckler last season in that regard, and they were really good backs. And the guys on that list with him are speedy, they're younger. We're talking about Breece Young and Bijan Robinson and Kenneth Walker and Rashad White. So I think he can still help you as a receiver.
I think that's the key. Right, I care about, number 1, can you catch the ball to the backfield? Number 2, can you pass pro? Right, so you're not going out every time. Sometimes you have to pick up blitzes. Number 3, can you run effectively and get the yards that were called and that's blocked up and scheme well? There's a lot of guys that can do that. I love this because it's a symbolic departure away from the same prototype of thumping between the tackles, archaic, old-school running back that Washington has just been enamored with here for several years under the Rivera era. I want 2 more. I want another McKissic. I want another Chris Thompson. Find me more guys in the draft that are a bit undersized and have a rotation this way. But you're going to have a young quarterback. I love the idea of Eckler being back there, at A, as a safety valve, as you touched on, but B, in pass protection. That's why you go get him. Makes sense to me.
Let's go to Jim, who's in D.C., to get it started on G&D. How do you feel about the Eckler acquisition?
Hey, Granddaddy. Great talking to you guys again. Listen, I think it's a great acquisition, and you guys just hit it on the head. I think it's another opportunity for a young quarterback to come in and have an outlet. I mean, I remember looking at going back to that Atlanta game down in Atlanta with Heinicke and McKissic making some really big plays to help win the game. And I think if we can get Eckler back in that 21-22 season form, I think that's a great hire. And I think because of the price, because I remember yesterday I was listening to you, Grant, and you were talking about, you know, 2 years and, you know, $9 million, 2 years and $10 million. And I think Peter's really hit it on the head bringing him in. So great, great move.
Appreciate you, buddy. Let's go to Charles in Capitol Heights on the Fan. What's up, Charles?
What's going on, fella? I have two quick points. My first one.
Hey, Charles, I'm going to throw you on hold because there's something weird going on.
That walkie-talkie isn't working right.
With your phone, yeah. That is a strange sound. Let's go to Bill, who's in Lorton. What's up, Bill?
Hey, what's up, Grant? How you doing, buddy, Danny?
Hey, buddy.
I agree with everything Danny just said, Grant. If that guy can block a little bit, we can catch. He can be a J.D. McKissick or Antonio Gibson. He might be better than them. I'll take him.
Appreciate you, dude. Yeah, I mean, to me, again, if you sign one of the classic traits of a bad organization, and Washington has been one for a long time, hopefully that's now all changed, is you sign a guy because he did something somewhere else. And then here they go, I know Josh Norman did this one thing in Carolina that made him an all-pro. We'll have him do something different. William Jackson did one thing. We'll have him do something different. Albert Haynesworth did this one thing. We'll have him do something different. Don't do that. Austin Eckler, it is a mistake to rush him 250 times in a season. It's a mistake to make him a battering ram. If you signed him to do what he's good at, there's a place for that, I guess is my point here.
800-636-1067. The flip side is you're about to be 29, and you had your yards per carry drop off by 1 yard. And I'd be willing to bet if you looked at all the running backs through the years, and you looked at age 28 and up, seasons where your YPC fell off by a full yard, there were very few that ended up having sustained success after that, because that can be a pretty big tell. Now, I mentioned some of the actual numbers and possible reasons for that earlier, right? And I'm sure Eckler or his agent would point out that, you know, he got hurt in week one, or the Chargers ranked number 32 in run blocking, or they were 24th in run block win percentage, or the fact that Herbert went down, so it was the Easton Stick Show late in the year, and obviously no one's going to respect him to throw the ball. Like, it was a calamity of things that led probably to that decline, but when you're that age and there is a precipitous fall off, how many guys bounce back to have big-time production after? Then you add some of the video. Your eyes tell a story where he gets around the edge, he's running free down the sideline, and some linebacker catches him like I'm trying to run away from them. He wasn't quite right as the year went on, and hopefully that's not what he looks like every week this season.
What's your early thought in terms of a stat line? I mean, obviously, way too soon to tell. Impossible to say, but my expectation.
Yeah, I don't care about rushing at all. Like, to me, Brian Robinson would carry the ball probably as much or more than him.
Mm-hmm.
Probably more than him. I want him to catch 65 balls, 70 balls. Like, I want him to be you. That's probably a lot. But McKissick had a 70-catch season when he wasn't the primary back. Like, I believe in throwing to the running back. I believe in completions being one of the most important things offensively that you could do. It's kind of keep the football moving, and they work as handoffs, essentially. So you draft Daniels or May, you throw the ball to your running back. I think it's a great way to indoctrinate your kid QB.
I think if he's north of 500 rushing yards, I'd be thrilled. Right, he did that most years in his career. When even with injuries coming off
last year, when he wasn't any good.
Yeah, when he wasn't special. I'm with you. It's very secondary to me. If we top that 60 reception, 550, 600 yard kind of plateau, that to me is where the value is, because it means A, he was catching passes. B, he was on the field. C, it probably means there's a lot of downs where he's not catching passes. He's in the backfield picking up blitzes and giving the young guy a chance. That's what I care about. 1,000 total scrimmage yards and 5-6 touchdowns, which is what he did last year. I would take that in a heartbeat.
We've got breaking news right now into Grant and Danny. Another hour, another edition for the Commanders. Breaking news on the Fan, brought to you by BetQL. Smarter bets with BetQL. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. This one is another one-year deal, and this one's actually a little more interesting. How about Jeremy Chinn, the free safety from the Carolina Panthers, becomes the second player from the Panthers to come to Washington, was in Carolina for 4 seasons, had 4 sacks, 12 TFLs, a couple defensive touchdowns. I believe one or both of those was against Washington. Remember, he had one of the craziest games ever in his rookie year. He was the runner-up in Defensive Rookie of the Year, voting to Chase Young the year in 2020 when they were both rooks. But Jeremy Chinn, one-year deal, $5 million with the Commanders. Jordan Schultz of Bleacher Report with that report.
His 2 touchdowns against Minnesota, by the way. I looked it up.
Okay, so he must have had 2 takeaways or something. Find out what he did against Washington. He had a huge game against them.
6 tackles. That's actually where that's all the stats.
So
that
two
I can
touchdowns
see there.
Against Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But that was the week he thrust himself into that conversation for defensive
totally.
Rookie of the year.
4 seasons with the Panthers, starting safety, possible replacement because you're trying to figure out what are they going to do in the secondary. Cam Curl's a free agent, likely walking as a box safety. Some of the same kind of traits, I would say. Some of the same usage, maybe. Well, the safety position, you've got Derek Forrest, Percy Butler, and not much else. So Chinn being paid $5 million 1 year to come in here to start. I can't help but notice a lot of one-year deals. You know, whereas they're kind of, you're using your cap space because there's no way to spread that out necessarily. So pretty easy. His cap number is going to be $5.1 million or so. But what it tells me is they're going to see what they think, and maybe you could lock Jeremy Chinn up or he walks. Maybe you could sign Farrell to 3 years or Eckler on the back end. But for the most part, none of these guys are going to make Pro Bowls or be all pros. I keep saying that. But you're also not spending a lot of money. I mean, they probably haven't even used half of their cap space at this point. When you're not shopping at the top of the market, you could that money goes a long way.
Another placeholder. If one of these young one or both of these 2 kids that they have on the roster, you know, in a new system thrives, who cares? You're not wed to Jeremy Chinn for a number of years. You find one in the draft, you find another young player, etc. But this is a nothing but upside signing. As you said, doesn't cost him a lot.
Chinn started 8 of the 12 games he played in last season for Carolina and was by far probably his worst season statistically. For his first 2 years, he was pretty good and made 100-plus tackles in the secondary. And as I mentioned, runner-up to Chase Young for the Defensive Rookie of the Year Award back in 2020. More on this move top of the hour with Earl Forsey. And then we've got now 12 different moves to pick apart as we discuss our favorite and our least favorite move the Commanders have made so far. We'll do that next on G&D.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.